Kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Le tshona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngolesithathu mhlaka 19 kumpandula 2018 nguntungameli Nkoma. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Asiso sebantu atwale utano kuzizatikele asamborasimarara.
Lathi njengabantu masilondoloze indawo lapho sihlala khona zihlanzekile. Singalahli izibi indawana yonke.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wethekelele izigulane ezihlaselwe ngomkhuhlane wekholera ezibhedlela zeHarare namuhla.
I, Halima Mutante, swear that I will faithfully, fully, impartially, and to the best of my ability discharge, task, and perform the duties devolving upon me by virtue of my appointment as the chairperson to the Commission of Inquiry.
Umnangagwa ufungise njalo amalunga ekomishini ezahlaziya udlakela olwaqhamuka ngemva kokhetho. Umthethwandaba we-High Court eGaborone kwele Botswana usukhulule omunye oweZimbabwe obegwetshelwe ukuhlala entolongweni okweminyaka emine phezu kwecala lokungena kulelo lizwe ngaphandle komthetho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla wethekelele izigulane ezihlaselwe ngomkhuhlane wekholera eGlenview One Polyclinic lase Beatrice Infectious Diseases Hospital eHarare. Umnangagwa othembise ukuthi uhulumende wakhe uza kwenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukusebenzelana lo manispala bedinga isisombululo sokuqeda lomkhuhlane. Kubika intatheli zindaba yethu uMavis Gama.
Umnangagwa ubekhatshwe ngabasekeli bakhe umnumzana Kembo Muhadi lo retired general Constantino Chiwenga, umeya weHarare ukansela Herbert Gomba, abaphathi ntambo ababalisa owezempilakahle uDr. Obadiah Moyo, owezentuthuko yamadolobho lezabelo umnumzana July Moyo, owezemvelo amanzi leziphathelene lokuguquka komkhathi unkosikazi Priska Mfumira, lowezomvikela unkosikazi Opa Mchinguri Kashiri. Izifundi zeGlenview One High School ziveze injabulo zisamukela umnangagwa lapho ehlola indawo okudabuke khona impompi ezithwala ingcekeza emzini weGlenview One bucwadlana lalesi sikolo lapho kubikwa kwadonsa amaviki amathathu ukuzilungisisa okuyikho okwabangela ukuqhamuka komkhuhlane wesihudo sekholera. Umnangagwa lequla lakhe basuke lapho baya endaweni yamavinkili eyeTeacher Garrika eGlenview esiyabona izibhorane ezimbili esezingasasetshenziswayo ngemva kokuqhamuka kwekholera. UZulu enathe amanzi ayisehlangene lengcekeza eyayivela kuzambuzi, okulapho athembise ukuba uhulumende wakhe ezokwenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukutholisa uZulu amanzi ahlanzekileyo aphuma empompini.
Asiso sebantu atwale utano kuzizatikele asamborasimarara.
Lathi njengabantu masilondoloze indawo lapho sihlala khona zihlanzekile. Singalahli izibi indawana yonke. Sizomsekela umanisipala wethu ukuthi atholise indawo lapho kuzobuthaniswa khona izibi abe esezibutha ukuze indawo zethu kube ngezihlanzekileyo. Kodwa okumqoka ukuba sithole amanzi ahlanzekileyo isikhathi sonke, sibe lezambuzi ezisebenzayo sikhathi sonke.
Umeya weHarare uCouncillor Herbert Gomba utshela intatheli zindaba ukuba umanisipala laye wenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukulungisisa imbangela enkulu yokuqhamuka kwekholera.
Then there are short term and long term interventions. the construction of new water
kulendlela zesiphangiphangi zokuba silwisane lalolu dubo bese usiza ezikwenza luphele ngokuphela. Sidinga imali engangebhiliyoni ukuthi sakhe ezinye indawo njalo zokutholisa amanzi kuZulu.
UMnangagwa utholise esinye sezigulane ahlangane laso eGlenview Polyclinic uNigel Karimasoro ukuba uzohlawulela imfundo yakhe aze ayifika kuform 6. Babikwa sebengamachumi amathathu lambili 32 asebebulewe ikholera abazinkulungwane phose eziyisikhombisa abahlaselweyo. Izakhamuzi zeGlenview iningi kungabalandeli bezanu PF bezigcwele injabulo ukubona uMnangagwa lequla lakhe. Ngakolunye udaba oluphathelane lekholera, umphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube uphawule okusemthethweni isikhwama sokubuthanisa imali lempahla yokusebenzisa ukulwisana lokusabalala kwekholera evela kumankampani uZulu labenhlanganiso zakwamanye amazwe i-Cholera Crowd Fund. Emhlanganweni lethathela izindaba owenzelwe emahofisini ogatsha lwakhe, uNcube ulandisa ngalesi sikhwama.
Ngiyabonga sibili besibonga ngilo Minister of Health uDr. Moyo, sibonga ukuthi amakhampani labantu abantu makhaza ama development partners abaphandle baba donate imali. Imali esisilayo khathesi ayikhona nyana sibili $29 million kodwa kufuneke enye engange $35 million ukuthi sakhe izimpompi ezamanzi a clean amanzi angangcolanga okwenza ukuthi khona umkhuhlane lo uphele ungaphenduki futhi.
Uqhubeka elandisa ngokuthi izosetshenziswa njani imali yalesi sikhwama.
I-crowd fund libizo nje lokuthi lo lalo ofuna ukudonetha ozwa kumhlupha ukuthi aphi imali kumbe i-dollar kumbe $10 I hope $100 I feel free to do that, adonethe nje ekhululekile kuphela zwi ngoba sikujalanga ukuthi nxa uhulumende efuna izimali uzothi asiyephukufumene kungaseyo tax angithi kodwa lokhu nje yiwindo lokuthi ithuba lokuthi nje abantu bakhululeke basinike izimali ukuthi silwise udubo lolesilwane.
UNcube ubekhatshwe ngumphathintambo wezempilakahle uDr. Obadaya Moyo, bobabili bathethele lithuba ukubonga asebelule izandla besipha usizo kulesi sikhwama se-Cholera Crowd Fund esizokwaziwa njalo ngelokuthi kanzathu kanzathu. Abanye babanikeze usizo lamhlanje babalisa abebhanga le-Eco Bank, abe-Grain Millers Association, abe-Zimplats, abe-Pharmaceutical Company, inkampani ethengisa amafutha ezimota ye-Total Petroleum, abe-Rainbow Tourism Group, abe-Environmental Management Agency, abe-Zimbabwe Council of Churches labanye. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla ufungise amalunga ekomishini ayikhethayo ukuthi ihlolisise udlakela oluqhamuke ngemva kokhetho mhlaka 1 kuNcwabakazi. UGibson Pepe usipha lolu daba.
Umgcini sihlalo wekomishini le ngumnumzana Galima Mohlante owake waba ngumongameli weSouth Africa uthethe isifungo sakhe sokuqalisa umsebenzi namhlanje.
I, Galima Mohlante, swear that I will faithfully, fully, impartially and to the best of my ability.
Mina uKhalema Mohlante ngiyafunga ukuthi ngizathembeka ningelakukhetha njalo ngokwanelisa kwami ngizenza umsebenzi wami njengengakuvunyezwa ngomsebenzi engiwuphiweyo njengosigcini sihlalo wekhomishini le ukuthi ngihlolisise udlakela olwenzakala ngemva kokhetho ngelanga lakuqala kunyanga kaNcwabakazi 2018 eZimbabwe. Nkosi ngincede.
Ikhomishini le ilamalunga amane avela phandle kwelizwe lamathathu ayizalwane zeZimbabwe. Amalunga la ngathi uMnumzana Rodney Dickinson oweBrithani, uEmeka Anyowake owake waba ngunobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeCommonwealth odabuka kwele Nigeria, lowake waba ngumkhokheli webutho lakwele Tanzania uMnumzana Davis Mamunyange ofundisa eUniversity of Zimbabwe uProfessor Love Momaduku, uNkosazana Charity Manyeruke kanye legqwetha uNkosazana Vimbayemba. Ngemva kokugcotshwa kwawo, amalunga la angena umhlangano weState House kanye nonobhala ogatsha lwezemithetho uNkosikazi Virginia Mabhiza. Ngakho ngesikhathi sisakaza bengakaqeda umhlangano lo ukuze sibabuzisise ukuthi bazahlela njani umsebenzi wabo. Abantu abayisithupha badutshulwa babulawa ngabebutho mhlaka 1 Ncwabakazi lapho betshengisela ngokungathokozi kwabo ngokuphuza kwempumela yokhetho. Kusenjalo umnumzana Owen Ncube owesabeleni seMiglians ugcotshwe ukuba ngumphathi ntambo ozomvikela kwelizwe. Unobhala omkhulu kamongameli Mnangagwa uveze ukuba uzagcoba umphathi ntambo obona ngedolobho leHarare kunsuku ezilandelayo.
Honorable Owen Ncube has been appointed Minister of State.
Umnumzana Owen Ncube usekhethwe ukuba ngumphathi ntambo ogatsha lwezokuvikela ilizwe kuhofisi kamongameli kuqala namhlanje.
Lokhu naloba kusolwa ngebandla eliphikisayo ngenxa yokuthi kuvimba ukwehlukanisa kwembuso yezabelo kuzanceda ekusungulweni ngokupheleleyo umsebenzi wamalunga edale lekhabhinethi. Ngimele isithu 7 ngiseHarare, ngiyuGibson Bhebhe.
Ukuhlaziya umsebenzi walikomishini sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efidlela Ncube sambuza ukuthi uthini ngembono yabanye abathi ikomishini le kayisoze ihlaziye udaba lokubulawa kwabantu libutho ngokugcweleyo lokuthi kahle kahle amasotsha ayevele ethunywe ngubani.
Ungakukhangela laphana emigceni le epha amandla ikomishini, kukhona ethi khona to do noma yini ikomishini engabona kufanele ukuze yenze umsebenzi wayo. Zonke ke izinto zenziwa ngaphansi kwawona lwamuca, kulapho abangenza zona lezi zinto abantu abakhala ngazo lanxa zingabhalwanga. Ngaphandle kokuthi ube nama-commissioners angelancedo, kodwa nxa ngabe ungumuntu uphiwe umsebenzi wasuphiwa okubhalwe khona kwathiwa phecelezi to do anything proper or deemed necessary ukuthi umsebenzi wakho wenze, kuyabe kukutsho kukukhululile ukuthi uzenzele lezo zinto. So ke nxa bengasebenzanga laba bantu angeke sikhale ngokuthi emthethweni azange baphiwa amandla, wona lwamuca uyabapha amandla lawo bantu.
Ukuze basuthise amacele wonke okungangokuthi abezanu PF abakuhulumende labo abakhalayo ababulawelwa izihlobo labangane kumele baluphathe njani lolu daba?
Kumele bangakhethi uhlangothi, bangesabi lutho, babe ngabantu abaphethe umsebenzi njengendlela vele ofanele uphathwe ngayo. Kumele bangesabi muntu, kumele babizwe bonke oChiwenga, oSibanda, obani personally, bafike ekomishineni sikuthelevishini, sibukele kuthelevishini, bazobuzwa imibuzo engesabiyo. Hayi ukuthi benze lensitha, bangenze lensitha uZulu uzacabangela kube yinto esingayiboni ukuthi ihamba njani. Kumele yonke into iphume ku television, iphume eredweni, yonke into isenzeka, wonke umuntu abizwe eze kuyo i-commission. Kusuka ku-president uzufike phansi, usuka ku-Nelson Jamisa uzufike phansi, usuka kuleya party uzufike phansi, kubizwe lozulu layo wonke umuntu ufanele ayekhuluma kuleyo commission awuzule ekhangele.
Sizabona yini ngempela Ncube impumela yocwaningo oluza kwenziwa i-commission le lusethulelwa uZulu, ngoba sesike sabona kubunjwa amanye amakomishini kodwa impumela yawo ingazakala ukubana yaphelelaphi?
Ye phambilini kuyakwenzeka khona lokho, siyakhumbula sike saba ledumbushena commission, saba leyinye ekwakuthiwa iChiyambakwe kwaphelele emoyeni awuzange kwenziwa lutho. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi umehluko walesi sikhathi ngabantu abafakwe laphana. Umnumzana uKhalima Mkhandle kasomuntu nje umuntu kazana, ngumuntu ogcweleyo, former president, umuntu ozihloniphayo odinga ukuthi ahlonishwe emhlabeni. Ngeke avume ukusuka ekwenza into eyokuncedisa nje izanu PF engasoze imncedise isitunzi
umnumzana Efidlela Ncube ucubungula ezombusazwe sixoxela ekobulawayo.
Yebo yebo yebo, mthwakazi omuhle, belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo usiyafika ngolwesihlanu? Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekusendla ntambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930 6040 la ku 15460 kHz ku shortwave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngokukhasi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolesithathu la ngolesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 0012024650318. Ngenani njalo la ku Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e Voice of America ese Washington. Ku live talk lamhlanje kuhlelo lwe Diaspora Forum sihlaziya amazwi kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa awukuthi ilizwe lizaqhubeka lisebenzisa idola leMelika. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 uze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Wonke waba inhloko kahulumende kwele Malaysia uNajib Razak usebotshwe okwesithathu ngecala lokuchaphaza imali yesikhwama selizwe. UNajib wetheswa icala lokweba izigidi ezedlula amakhulu ayisithupha zamadola eyisusa esikhwameni lesi eyifaka ebhukwini lakhe lebhanga. Izisebenzi zesitolo sakuHardon Sly kobulawayo sezithole ingxenye yeholo lazo kulandela ukutshengisela ezikwenze ngesonto ngemva kokuvalwa kwalesi sitolo ngudlu. Kubika uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Isitolo seHardonsley sivale ngolwesine weviki edluleyo lapho iziphathamandla ezazise umphakathi kugwalo olunamathiselwe eminyango yesitolo bethi bazabe bevalile besahlolisisa impahla yabo i-stock taking, kodwa okumangalise izisebenzi yikuba sekuthiwa kukhutshwe impahla zisiwe endlini enkulu lapho ezizagcinwa khona ku-storage. Ngemva kokungazwani leziphathamandla zesitolo lesi, izisebenzi zicine zitshengisela. Ngomvulo zavuka ziphiwa ingxenye yeholo lazo. Unkosazana Patience Sibanda, isisebenzi seHead and Sly, uthi sebethole ingxenye yeholo labo.
Since siqala ukutshengisela izolo, so far sebesiphila izimali zethu ama outstanding e 1.5 months that they were owing us. Everyone seyitholile, so sesikhangelele ama 2 weeks lawa, cause i 2 weeks lay right now sitshengisela, so sisemsebenzini. We need that money ngoba ukubuya kwethu sigada sibuya lapha siku payroll. So ama 1.5 sebesiphile, but we are expecting imali zethu zama 2 weeks. They have to pay us.
Omunye wezisebenzi zeHead and Sly, unkosazana Karen Mdawini, uthi bafuna isitolo lesi sivulwe.
Hayi, so far sikwazi ukuthi ba ku meeting yani, ngoba thina besikhangelela ukuthi kubuye kuzokhunywa ngendaba yeshop. So yiyo vele I think abahambe kuyi meeting yangkhona. Thina besifuna ukuthi ishop ivulwe, yikho sikufunayo ukuthi ishop ivulwe, ngoba thina i-reason ukuthi ishop ivalelwane thina besisebenza imali ingena asiyazi. Asiyazi reason why ishop ivalwe.
Umnumzana Desmond Dube, esinye sezisebenzi seHead and Sly, uthi kabaphiwanga iholo lenyanga ezintathu zokubazisa ukuthi sesivalwa lesi sitolo andubana bamiswe umsebenzi.
Yeah, kufanele siphiwe 3 month notice, and then ma bengasinika i-3 month notice yangkhona besinikele imali zangkhona bebe sebesitshela isizathu sokuthi why bevala, and then after that sesifuna i-package ngoba aphonguvala nje kuthiwa doors are closed, nabaye siyabhadala inyaratho, siyarenta, siyayenza njani, asinike isikwanise yonke lokhu. singena mali zethu.
Unkosikazi Sylvia Ncube uthi bakhangelele ukuthi baziswe ukuba isitolo sivulwa nini.
Ephakathi kathesa sikabile iqiniso uthi ngiyani because samelele khona uthi bebuye besitshele ukuthi sebekhulume kangakanani lo bhosi. Thina sikhangelele ukuthi besitshele ukuthi ishophu ivulwa nini because thina since bengasiphanga inotice sifuna ukuthi siqhubeke ukusebenza. Bebethi bafuna ukwenza ama-renovation but ama-renovation akhona asibone ukuthi wangaze yenza ukuthi kuvalwe iminyango.
Isitolo seHeddensley singene kulanga lesikhombisa sivaliwe izisebenzi zingavunyelwa phakathi ngaphandle kwabantu abalindayo. Izisebenzi zithi kumele zaziswe ukuba isitolo lesi siyavulwa nini. Igwaliba elisemnyango yesitolo lithi livalelwe ukuhlola isilinganiso sempahla okuhlukile lokukhulunywa izisebenzi ukuba bafuna ukulungisa phakathi kwesitolo. Isitolo seHeddensley sinezisebenzi ezedlula amachumi ayisithupha. Ngimene iStudio 7 ngiwobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekane lokuswelakala kwemali, ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla ezitolo kanye lokusilela kwazo, osomabhizimusi abaningi bathi kabasatholi inzuzo ethe xaxa eyokuthi beqhubeke besebenza njalo babhadale izisebenzi. Lokhu sokubangele ukuvalwa kwezinye izitolo elizweni ezigoqela uHeddensley kobulawayo, osokwenze abantu balahlekelwa imisebenzi. Umnumzana Albert Mhlanga, ongusomabhizimusi njalo elilunga le-MDC, uthi kabatholi imali yakwamanye amazwe emabhanga eyokuthenga impahla zokuthengisa.
Amabhizinisi kulezi nsuku sokulokunzima obukhulu esingazange sibubone kusukela nje ama-bond note angenayo. Ukuze umuntu ukuthi uthenga nge-bond, ubuthenga ngama-USA, ubuthenga ngama-rand, kumbe uya-transfer, kumbe uyenzani. I-customer igcine isisiba le-confusion ukuthi vele ubuzani. Ubudlelwano bakho le-customer buhle buvaleke. Uthi-ke orayit ungathi hhayi usuthenga wena ngama-bond sesithi hayi price imali engaka. Nxa into i-$100 ngithi hayi nxa ingama-bond siyi-$220. Ngoba vele ama-bond sedula lawo 120 US. So kuba nzima ukwenza amabhizinisi.
Sizwile uMongameli Mnangagwa ekhuluma izolo kanye lo mphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Ncube besithi kuzaba le mali yokuthi osomabhizinisi bayiphiwe eyakwamanye amazwe. Ingabe izuzwa ngabanjani?
Lokhu abakukhulumayo nyaka yonke behlala bekukhuluma lama-newspaper nozothiwa kubonakala imali engaka, siyigcina khonapho lapho mzwana beyikhuluma. Akula mali okuthiwa ungaya kumbe ibhenki kumbe uye kwamanye ama-businessmen wabuze ukuthi liyitholile imali, bathi siyitholile, akuzake kwenzakala. Lokho nje sesakhohlwa ngabo labo bantu. Into esesiyenza thina yokuyadinga imali ezithwidini kumapostori, thenga imali kumapostori esiqhubeke ngezebhizinisi. Umphathintambo wezemali uNcube ngumuntu esimhloniphayo sibili ngosomabhizinisi amakhulu. Kodwa into engingamtshela yena njengathi thinesi kupolitiki ukuthi hhayi uzababona labo laba abantu asebenza la. Angabe lo mcabango sibili ongalethi ilizwe kodwa bangazimisela ukuthi kungangcono ilizwe lihle iphathi yabo ingashi. Ngoba yonke imbono yakhe le ngiyayibona imbono emihle kodwa iyabulala iphathi yawo.
Ngezinye indlela ubona kungalabo ngcono yini phambili?
Hhathi kakulabo ngcono sibili umuntu. Ungabona amabhenki aqalisa enika abantu ama-$30 lama-$20. Kodwa kathesi nxa ubezwa sesithi buya nge-Tuesday, buya nge-Thursday, kuzafika ukuthi besesithi buya kanye neviki. Kodwa anti uyakwazi ukuthi umongameli wake wathembisa wathi nge-100 days. Uhlupho lwamabhenki luyabe soluphelile. Oyi-100 days yakhe kutho ukuthi laye ubala kumbe ubale siye emuva kumbe ubale siye phambili. Hhayi, amboni kungcono mina kusiya phambili, kuzaba yehlula laba amadoda.
Umnumzana Albert Mhlanga lilunga le-MDC njalo ungusomabhizimusi ubexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ekobulawayo.
Direct from Washington, the Voice of America.
Leyi Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Ngesikhathi eBotswana liqhubeka lilwisana lokungena kwabavela eZimbabwe ngokungekho emthethweni, umthethwandaba weHigh Court kuGaborone usukhulule omunye oweZimbabwe obegwetshelwe ukuhlala entolongweni okweminyaka. Kubika intathelizindaba yethu uMartin Ngwenya.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu owe High Court eHaburoni ngolwesihlanu ukhulule umnumzana Benson Hlabangana owayegwetshelwe ukuhlala ejele kweminyaka emine ngokungena eBotswana okungekho emthethweni. Akuvamanga ukuthi umuntu ongene kwele Botswana ongekho emthethweni agwetshelwe ukubika okwesikhathi eside kangako, ngoba phose bonke bayahlawuliswa imali, abanye bathole imvubu bese bebuyiselwa eZimbabwe. Kodwa uHlabangana wazithola esephakathi ejele ngemva kokugwetshwa nguMantshi uHayisiswe Tonoki nyakenye. UHlabangana wangena eBotswana ngomnyaka ka-2014 wahlala engela maphepha aqondileyo waze wabanjwa nyakenye. Esikhathini sokuthi angene kwabanye ababanjwe bengena elizweni okungekho emthethweni ababuyiselwa ekhaya, uHlabangana wazithola esemi phambi komthethwandaba. Wahlawuliswa imali engamapula ayinkulungwane ezine ngaphambi kokuba gwetshwe njalo iminyaka ukuthi ayibika iminyaka emine. Kodwa uHlabangana uyethuswe yilesi sigwebo waphanyeka isikhalazo emthethwandaba uye phezulu weHigh Court esebenzisa igqwetha lakhe umnzana Howard Tainton. Ngolwesihlanu uHlabangana uphume ebobotheka eHigh Court ngemva kokuba umahluli uZain Kibonang etshengise ukuthi kwasetshenziswa umthetho ongayisuyo ukugweba uHlabangana. UKibonang uthi isigwebo ekade kumele siphiwe uHlabangana sinzima kakhulu, sisedlula okufanele asiphiwe uma kuthiwa ugwetshwe kakhulu kungumnyaka owodwa le nhlawulo yamapula ayinkulungwane kuphela. Uthi lo mnyaka owodwa wakhona isikhathi eziningi kumele ukuthi ufakwe eceleni ukuthi lo ogwetshwayo angaphindi adale icala elifanayo esikhathini esithile esizayo. UHlabangana uhlawuliswe amapula ayinkulungwane kwathiwa akhitshwe khonapho ejele. Noma nje kukhangelelwe ukuthi uzabuyiselwa ekhaya, uHlabangana utshengise ukujabula wabonga umahluli uKibonang. Omunye weZimbabwe osebenza eHaburoni umnumzana Edmund Madlala uthi okwehlele uHlabangana akwejwayelekanga.
Esikhathini esiningi okuvamileyo ukuthi labo abeqe umngcele okungekho emthethweni bayabuyiselwa emuva. Ngokwakuqala ukuzwa kuthiwa umuntu uyafakwa entilongeni ngenxa yokuthi weqe umngcele engena kuleli ilizwe.
Abanye njalo bathi uHlabangana uncedwe ukuthi ulegqwetha ngabe kukhulunywa nje elokhe ephakathi.
Iningi abeqa umngcele kungekho emthethweni abenelise ukuba legqwetha. UHlabangana uncedwe ukuthi kade kukhona ommelayo kwaze kwatholakala ukuthi ube le mpazamo ngesikhathi bemgweba.
Udaba lukaHlabangana noma nje lungajwayelekanga lutshengisa uhlupho iBotswana ebhekane lalo ngabeZimbabwe abangena kulelo lizwe engekho emthethweni. Noma nje kwaba le nguquko kuhulumende kuphuma wayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe kungena u-Emerson Mnangagwa, abeZimbabwe bathululeka bengena ngobuningi eBotswana bezodinga okungabaphilisa. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngiseHaburoni kwele Botswana.
Siyabonga Martin okuziphetha ezosuku. Sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa wethekelele izigulane ezihlaselwe ngumkhuhlane wekholera ezibhedlela zeHarare namuhla. Kudaba esisanda luthola, umnumzana Tobai wa Mudede usehanjiswe ukuyaphumula ngumongameli Emerson Mnangagwa seye kuretirement. Kwanele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo ngontungameli Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.